Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. In the last few meditations, we've explained what St. Louis de Montfort and St. Maximilian Kolbe and others have understood, that Mary makes the Holy Spirit visible. Now, she's not the Holy Spirit. She's a human person, and the Holy Spirit is a divine person. But they are so intimately united that Mary is the created embodiment or manifestation of the Holy Spirit in being and action. This is why St. John Paul II said that in Mary, we see the face of the Holy Spirit. So the more we turn to Mary, the more powerfully the Holy Spirit works in our life. Now, we may have a hard time accepting this about Mary because we have a hard time accepting God's plan for us. This is one reason Mary is so important, because we see in her what God wants to do in us. God has raised Mary to such a staggering height, but many cannot accept what God has done for her because they blur the distinction between God and what he has done for Mary. So let's begin by setting boundaries that we may preserve the infinite difference between God and Mary and the rest of humanity. God is the Father Almighty, the source of all that is, all things visible and invisible. He's eternal, infinite, unchangeable, all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-good. Neither Mary nor we possess these divine attributes on our own. All that being true, God raised Mary's being and activity to participate in a created way in what belongs to God, enabling her to be the mother of God and the human manifestation of the Spirit. And that's why Mary rejoices in the Magnificat, proclaiming, "The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The great things God has done for Mary began with her Immaculate Conception. When God created the world, He gave His Holy Spirit to Adam and Eve. They rejected that gift, and the first creation fell into sin. God begins to heal the broken world by giving the Holy Spirit to another woman, to Mary, the new Eve. The angel Gabriel announced this when he came to her, saying, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." This phrase, "full of grace," comes from the Greek word kekkeratomene. That's the word that Luke used in the Bible, which means, literally, that from the first moment of her existence, God perfectly filled Mary with the Holy Spirit. She was perfectly filled by the Holy Spirit so that she could live by His life. That's what full of grace means. Now, Mary does not become God. She does not become the fourth person in God. It's not a quaternity. However, by perfectly filling Mary with the Holy Spirit at her Immaculate Conception, God raised Mary to participate in the life of the Trinity, in the divine life, or as St. Peter writes, to become a partaker of divine nature, but in a way like no other, for God makes Mary the perfect human expression of the Holy Spirit. But remember this, God wants to raise each one of us by virtue of our baptism to share in the life of the Trinity. He wants to make all of us partakers of the divine nature. And it's wonderfully captured by that little prayer in the middle of the Mass when the priest drops one drop of water into the wine, and he says, "By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled Himself to share in our humanity." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Once Mary shares in the life of God, then she can take part in the activity of God. To cooperate presupposes to coexist, that is, to exist on the same level in order to work together. To cooperate with the three divine persons of God, Mary must share in their mode of existence. She must share in their divine life. This gift was given to her at her Immaculate Conception. It was then that her coexistence with God began, raising her up to cooperate with God at the Annunciation. So her coexistence with God begins at her Immaculate Conception, and her cooperation with God begins at the Annunciation. At the Immaculate Conception, Mary is brought to the divine level so that she can cooperate with God. God the Father generates the Son on the divine level, and Mary generates the Son on the human level. God the Son redeems the world, and Mary cooperates with Him as the co-redemptrix. God the Holy Spirit gives birth to Jesus, to the Church, and to Christians. Mary cooperates with the Spirit as His visible sign, becoming Mother of the Church. Mary participates in the life of God so that she can humanly cooperate in the divine activity. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Well, what does Mary then tell us about ourselves? That God's plan is so much greater than we could ever imagine. God is not like a king who gives a beggar a morsel from his table. In that case, the beggar is never raised beyond his limitations. No, God is the kind of king who raises us up to his level, to be his sons and daughters, taken into his household, into the Trinitarian life. His plan is that we all become partakers of his divine nature, as St. Peter tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, and that we all become his co-workers, as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9. When we were baptized, God placed His Spirit in our soul so that we could share in His divine being and his divine activity. Our being, like Mary's, has been elevated to a supernatural level. With God's grace, with his life dwelling in us, we coexist with God so that we can cooperate with God. We get to do what God does. We can know the truth as God knows it. We can desire as God desires. We can love as God loves and become his co-workers in the salvation of the world. We get to live like God does, yet remain fully human. We get to help save the world through prayer, sacrifice, and love. So if you have a hard time with what God has done for Mary, it might be because you haven't yet accepted what God wants to do for you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
All this happened in Mary because she said yes to God. And it may happen in us if we learn to say yes to God. The mission of Jesus is to give his life to us. The mission of the Holy Spirit is to help us receive Jesus. And the Holy Spirit does so through Mary. This is why Jesus offers his mother to us, because we are so good at resisting God. We're so good at saying no. But by consecration to Mary, we invite Mary into our soul to help us say yes. But once we invite her in, we must learn to live in a personal relationship with Mary, moment to moment, day after day. And how do we do this? Practice becoming more aware of her presence. Every time you see a medal, a picture, a statue, say to Mary, "Ah, Mother, I see you. I know you're with me." And then talk to her. Ask her what to do. Pay attention to her inspirations. Whatever you think she's prompting you to do, do it. because the more she sees you trying to follow her guidance, the more she'll come to your aid. I experience the presence and help of Our Lady constantly, and I'm like a poor, blind, deaf child, but I know that my mother is very close because I sense the touch of her hand. And if you practice the presence of Mary, I promise you too will experience her maternal care. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, this time I have three questions that you could pick from.
Oh, wow.
First, the normal question. What struck you or what were you reflecting on during the meditation? Or what problems or questions do you think the common person...
the common person.
The non-theologian. Okay. The non-theologian people.
Yeah.
Might have...
People that aren't you.
I'm not even a theologian myself, but...
Well, what are you?
I'm trying to figure that out. I'm waiting for Our Lady to tell me. But what problems people might... Or difficulties, questions, problems they might have with this little series we just did on consecration and Mary and the Holy Spirit, things like this. Or have you ever wondered why... The Protestant denominations really reject Our Lady.
I want that last one. Yeah, I'm very curious.
Pixie.
Yeah. Well, I think that was more like D. I think you gave me four options. But we're neither theologians nor mathematicians.
Well, I mean, to state it very simply, Martin Luther, he was the head of an Augustinian monastery. And he was also a professor And he was responsible for all the administrative details of the monastery. So it's like he had three jobs. And
Which
plus,
is usually the nature of anyone in ministry.
yeah, true. And he also had a duty to pray the divine office. They pray six times a day. But with the administrative duties and teaching and research and prayer, he'd always get behind in one or the other. And so he would get behind in his prayers, like praying the divine office, the liturgy of hours, and then he'd lock himself up in his room all night at times, trying to get them all, make them all up. And he vacillated back and forth and made himself crazy. And he finally came to the conclusion that it was impossible for him to do it, and that he wasn't responsible. And he finally came to the conclusion that because of original sin, human free will was destroyed, that we no longer have free will.
Wow.
So it wasn't his fault that he couldn't do this.
That's a wild thing to take from original sin. Where did that originate?
Well, I mean, you look around, you see the world's pretty broken, people are pretty broken. And he came to the conclusion that we're so broken, so depraved, corrupted, that free will was destroyed. All I can do is sin. It's
How
not,
depressing and hopeless.
it's hopeless. But there's also a great danger. Once you tell people it's not their fault, all they can do is sin, that's like giving them a license to sin. And when he started teaching people this, and it got out, word got out, great thinkers like Erasmus and Thomas More really began writing to him and writing, speaking out, saying this is one of the most dangerous things you could say.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like if you tell everyone that they're terminal, that
They're going to act
They're
terminal.
going to die very quickly. They're going to do a lot of things that would kill them quickly.
They're going to act like it. When Luther got this rebuttal, he doubled down and wrote a book called The Bondage of the Will. And he basically said, we're so corrupted that in essence, we're like a dunghill, and all that God can do is cover us with his grace, like covering it with snow. But forever, you're just a dunghill covered with snow.
What a coward.
But what he was hitting at was that because we're so corrupted, we can't participate in the divine nature or the divine activity.
This is reminding me much of the analogy of we behave like little kids trying to help our parents. But if you treat your kids like they can't do anything at all, they'll never be able to help you. And sure, they're never going to be able to contribute that much as a little like 4 or 5 year old, but their contribution is so important to who they become.
Absolutely
To
right.
remove that, it's dehumanizing.
Well, in essence, what Luther did was dehumanize us. He brought us down to the level of animals. Without a free will, we're at the level of animals. He animalized us. Where God, so with original sin, are the powers of our soul, the intellect, the will, and our passions, our feelings, emotions, they were wounded, but they weren't destroyed. We retain free will. We are free. And we have intelligence. And these powers are what God elevates, raises up to share in the divine nature. Faith is to share in the intelligence of God. Hope is to share in the desire of God. Love is to share in the love of God. He raises us up to share at his level so that we can do what he does. But to make it very simple, because Luther had this distorted view of what happened to humans after the fall, he said, we can't participate in divine nature, which is scripture. And if we can't, then that means Mary can't participate with God. So she has no role.
I see.
The saints can't participate with God. They have no role. The priest can't participate with God. He doesn't have a role. The church can't participate with God. It doesn't have a role. The sacraments can't. They don't have a role. So he jettisoned everything based on that one principle.
That makes a lot more sense, actually.
So all you're left with is what he called his solas. Faith alone, God alone, Christ alone, grace alone, scripture alone. Because we can't participate.
Mm-hmm. That was very comprehensive. But I wonder now, understanding that, I don't get the impression that all Protestants believe that.
Correct. If you were to ask most Protestants, do you believe you have free will? They would say, most would say yes.
Yeah.
However, those who still are in the Calvinist tradition, there are still many Calvinists who believe we don't have free will, and that's where they came up with the idea of predestination, that some people are predestined to heaven and some predestined to hell. Because you had...
Which makes time itself meaningless.
Totally. Totally.
Wow. That's a lot to think on. And it makes me so deeply grateful for free will and the responsibility, which is heavy, but so important to us.
And the one who used her free will perfectly was Mary. And so Jesus gives Mary to us to help us use our free will better so that it's not a heavy burden. Free will is not a heavy burden. It's a great gift. But we need the Holy Spirit and Our Lady to help us use our free will better. And that's why it's so important to have this personal relationship with her. That's what she helps us do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm curious now I have a bad habit of people ask me questions about my faith, but I don't ask many questions about their faith, or I don't know where to begin. But I just had a conversation with some Protestant friends about the saints and things like that, and I'd like to hear their opinion on saints and the like.
Yeah. Yeah, and ask them if they have difficulties. What are their specific difficulties?
Because thus far we seem to agree quite deeply, so I'm very curious. Well, that was very enlightening. I liked those options for questions.
Oh, good. We'll keep that up in the future.
Although I'm very curious about this whole not being a theologian thing.
I'm just a little donkey.
Okay.
Some people have other words for that. Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.